in full running strength faster than ordinary aspirin. Then, in frequent longer lasting release, the maximum release power of aspirin. Yes?
I think Jeremy Goldberg is the correct
relief action. And the lasting relief you need.
By experience and temperament, I think, perhaps better suited for that life than for the trial court life.
Well, he wouldn't. That'd be an insult to Sarah, wouldn't it?
I don't know that it would be an insult, but it would cause her greater disappointment, perhaps, than somebody from outside the district.
She really wants it, told me the other day. She
didn't
have that in effect. She just said, well, you ought to appoint me and you'd have two vacancies.
What she does want.
Have we got anybody in the Northern District we can go along with that he'll name? I don't want Taylor, now who else? Bradbury don't like him. Well, what about him? Can we get by with him? Sarah says he's destroyed himself, talked too much, says he just talks and tired.
He's just sad. He just, I don't know what it is, but he seems to think it's some sort of gratitude. You just talk and you try and knock other people down, build yourself up, and I sure has hurt. I don't know. I think if you wanted a strong young person down there, the barefoot would be best that I know. I think we could get by with Henry, but I think it would cause some, it has historic implications because of the past and happy creepy trial and all that stuff. Then, I don't think Henry is really highly regarded. He's a competent fellow, more so than he's acknowledged to be, I think. Not a hard worker, and then he's been dragging in this thing for 4 or 5 years, and he's gotten rusty.
What about Barefoot? Would Yarber go for him?
I think he would. I think he would consider it your position.
So you got two in the north, huh?
We've got the U.S. Attorney in one district court there.
Anybody U.S. Attorney we can come close to agreeing on?
Supreme Commander Dwight Eisenhower, you're on the right, said no.
He, I think he would agree on Tom King. The only question is whether it's fair to Tom, really. His feeling right now is that it's kind of like this fellow Melvin Diggs, who's acting. Diggs has a lot of support among Yarber and friends. He doesn't really want to appoint Diggs, but he just soon let him run the office for a while.
What does he say about Roberts?
He says he personally likes Roberts. But that he would just catch her and hear to tell. He and Irving Goldberg would choose to get the mail about. We'd have a ruckus if Jack Roberts were appointed. There'd be testimony against the man that he always decides in favor of Ed Clark Worm. Probably been on the bench, he hadn't been fair. I don't, I really discount that. I didn't know anything. Although I have to admit that there are a lot of lawyers that are against that. A lot of some lawyers down there kind of feel that. Some of those boys don't power out.
Who, for instance? Who's over there that's any good? I'm trying to think.
Oh, McGinnis.
Yeah.
Lockridge. Of course, Joe Kilgore's over there now. Joe's never said it.
Who was the one besides McGinnis? I don't know him. Is he an able fellow? Would they be against it?
They wouldn't say anything. Publicly, I don't know, I haven't told them, but they had. What they did is they had Shannon. For some reason, well, you know Shannon, that worked with youth along with Dad Lawfer, who has gone down. Then they had him call saying that we ought to check the record we find. Jack Roberts had always come out of the Clark firm, remember, way back in Ireland. He'd always gone along with Don Thomas, Ed Clark, the courthouse lawyers in that firm. But I think what it comes from is that they had several pretty bitter lawsuits that tried in court. The other side won. But one side wins practically every lawsuit. I just don't think they can. That's right. Fact remains, some of them don't feel it.
So you got an FBI on him?
I really can't remember whether we have or not.
Look at it, Dan, call me. Okay. Time.